Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schwie ist Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Elu Kelim, she'ena umen rishoy lemachram b'shvies. These Kelim that we're going to list now, they're farming Kelim. Umen means an expert, a craftsman. You can't sell them to an Am HaOretz during Shemitah, because you know he's going to use them, or there's a good chance he's going to use them, to work on his field Shemitah. Aye, why don't I say that's his aveira, not mine? But the Torah says, V'lifnei iver le'sitein mi'chshal, that means, literally, before a blind person, you shouldn't place a stumbling block. But Chazal understand that if because of you, somebody else is over in aveira, you're causing him to do the aveira, and you are over this lav of V'lifnei iver le'sitein mi'chshal. So, once again, Elu Kelim, in regard to the following Kelim, we say, She'ein ha'umen reshoi l'machram b'shviyas. A craftsman who makes these Kelim cannot sell them to someone who we suspect is not careful with the halachis of Shemitah. Now, if the person that you're selling it to is not an Am HaOretz, and we don't suspect he would use it on Shemitah, you could sell it to him during a Shemitah year, because our understanding is he's going to use it after Shemitah. So here's the list of Kelim you shouldn't sell to someone who's chashud, who suspect that he may not listen to the lachis of Shemitah. Machereisha, a plow. Chayresh means to plow. Machereisha is the machine that plows. V'chal keleo, and all the kelim that come along with it, like the accessories. Ha'oil, ha'oil means the yoke. That's how you connect the animal to the plow. It's like the harness. The animal wears a whole contraption that's connected to the plow, so when he pulls, the plow machine digs into the earth. V'hamizra. Remember from the Lamates Malachis, Zoira? Zoira means winnowing. You pick up the tool with a special fork and you hold it up to the wind, and the wind blows away some of the parts that you don't need. So this is the special fork that you do Zoira with. V'hadeker. Deker is a kind of a metal pointy tool. They use it for digging. The word deker means to stick through. Avol bat, says the Mishnah Vayter, those are the things you can't sell. Avol bat moicher hu magal yad, you can sell a hand sickle. We already explained, this is a kind of a keli that was used to cut the tefuah. It has like a half a moon, half a circle blade. Umagal katsir, this is also a sickle, but it's a bigger one. It's not something that you would like keep around as a tool. It's used mamash on the field. And a wagon and all of the kelim that come along with the wagon. Even though it's possible he's going to use these things to work on his field on Shemitah, but it's also possible to use these things for things that are totally mutter on Shemitah. What if he wants to cut from Hefker? What if he wants to use the wagon to bring food to his house? You can bring food to your house as long as you don't bring a lot for storage. So I don't have to think, oh, maybe he's going to use the wagon for the wrong thing. That I'm not mechuyev to do. As long as it's possible he's going to use it for something that's mutter, you can send it to him. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol shemalachtoi miyuchedes li'aveira, any tool that is designated, it's singled out only for Isser, plowing kalim, the winnowing fork that we spoke about, and the pointy tool, that's used just for things that are also on Shemitah. But these things could be used for things that are asa, could be used for things that are mutter. So kol shemalachta miyuchedes li'aveira, if it's singled out just for aveira asa, then it's asa. Le'iser le'heter, if it's something that can be used for things that are asa on Shemitah, as well as things that are mutter on Shemitah, mutter, it's mutter for me to sell it to him.